News. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump doesn't have enough cash on hand to secure the nearly $500 million bond from his civil fraud judgment. His lawyers have asked that the $464 million amount be lowered. Attorney General Letitia James in New York says she will start seizing property if the money isn't there by next Monday. Another potential government shutdown averted.
Congressional leaders in the White House have reached an agreement to fund the Department of Homeland Security, say two sources familiar to ABC News. Negotiators are still working out the details. Funding for DHS was the final sticking point. Funding bills for five other departments, including defense, were agreed to over the weekend, sources say. Late Friday is the deadline to avert a shutdown.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A UN food agency is warning that famine is imminent in northern Gaza, as food aid is still difficult to get to those who need it most. A couple dozen Americans flown out of Haiti over the weekend. Violence continuing to plague Port-au-Prince. Thousands more Americans still trying to get out of the capital city. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marquette University plans to cut $31 million from its budget over the next 7 years. That's about 7% of its operating budget. Campus officials blame a drop in traditional student enrollment and the growing need for financial aid. They say program offerings, organizational structures, and campus facilities are all on the table. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein says she's not a spoiler. She aims to get at least 5% of the Wisconsin vote in November, presumably from left-of-center voters.
There's a substantial portion within the Democrats who are looking for something else, but an even bigger demographic are those who refuse to even show up for the Democratic primary.
Stein appeared on WISN-TV's Upfront Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The University of Wisconsin in Platteville has a new athletic director. The campus announced Monday that Michael Knipp will take over the role. Knipp has served as the deputy athletic director at Fort Lewis College in Colorado and director of athletics at North Central University in Minnesota. Last November, their former athletics director, Dr. Christina Navarro-Krupka, died unexpectedly. Knipp recognized Navarro-Krupka's legacy, saying that she and her family will always be beloved members of the Pioneer community. Early voting for next month's election is officially underway across Wisconsin. Early voting started on Tuesday. In addition to the presidential primary election, ballots contain two proposed constitutional amendments and a bevy of local races. Here in Dane County, the biggest local races will be for Dane County Board, with 10 seats seeing contested races on the April 2nd ballot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Churio gets the job. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Journal Sentinel says Jackson Churio is expected to start in center field when the Brewers open the season in New York against the Mets next week Thursday. The 20-year-old signed an 8-year deal worth $82 million. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, center field, we've got some great options. Churio, as talented as anybody in that position.
Churio would become the third youngest center fielder ever to start on opening day in the majors in 124 years. NFL, Yosh Nyman, no longer a Packer. The 6'7" offensive lineman lost his job at left tackle when Packers coordinator Adam Stenovich had this to say last September.
Yeah, right now he's a backup tackle for us. Football's a very competitive sport, and some guys rise to that competition and some guys don't.
Nyman has signed a 2-year deal with Carolina. College basketball, March Madness begins tonight with 4 games. Over 50 million Americans expected to fill out a bracket. The odds of getting them all right, 1 in 9 quintillion. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and mild today. It's also going to be a little on the breezy side. Our high 50 with winds northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30 at times. Tonight, clear 22. Tomorrow, sunshine 35. And then we are keeping an eye on a system that has the potential to bring a little snow by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Tune in Tuesday to The Devil's Advocates for the Peter Navarro Goes to Prison edition. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Listen to The Devil's Advocates 4 to 6.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The real problem that we as Americans need to be watching is where the money, if at all, comes from. Is it going to come from Qatar? Is it going to come from Saudi Arabia? Could it come through some back channel oligarch from Russia? If in fact that happens, just think about the danger that Donald Trump is putting America and our national security at risk.
You're absolutely right, Michael Cohen.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Happy Peter Navarro is going to prison.
Yeah.
Trump can't post bond, and Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels can testify day to those who celebrate. Oh, and also they can use the grab by the pussy tape.
Yep.
Hello. Good morning. Peter Navarro's not collecting $250.
No.
He's going directly
to jail.
I'm just saying, I'll take a little sliver of justice wherever I can. Okay.
He didn't even land on free parking.
No, he did not. By the way, what's the Wall Street, 40 Wall Street that he owns?
Yes.
This is going to be like Monopoly. That's not going to be enough.
No, it's not.
That's not enough, even if they sell that like today.
He can't mortgage Park Place.
They got to grab a couple other pieces off the board because...
Baltic Avenue's not going to save you.
Tish James is coming for your... coming for it. It doesn't even have to be in New York.
And that happens...
It can be Mar-a-Lago, which is fantastic. He comes home and, like, it's like, what do you call it? How Stella got her groove back? Is that what I'm thinking? All his, you know.
No, that was.
They changed the
waiting,
locks.
Waiting to Exhale. Where she puts all of his stuff in his car.
Well, that was racist that I just confused that, and I apologize.
It was an Angela Bassett movie.
Yes.
So.
There's a few where, you know, someone is on the lawn and the locks are changed.
Car's on fire.
I think Melania will use that as an excuse to skedaddle. Okay.
I don't know about that.
So, wow. Where do we even start today with this? It's just so fantastic. The whole, I'm really rich, you know, I obviously have the cash. And then he's like, I don't have the cash. Can somebody help me?
Alms for the poor.
Did he literally have his pockets like inside out?
Yeah.
Please, sir.
May I have some more?
Is he going to have like a hobo bag when they kick him out of Mar-a-Lago? Look, like a stick and a bag and just...
I think that's
you'll
a bindle?
See him on the highway? Yeah.
It's called a bindle.
Right. That's what I meant. Okay. So what Michael Cohen said, it's what Rachel Maddow, you know, scared the poop out of everybody about last night. But it's the biggest, dumbest plot in the world. In answer to Michael Cohen's questions, I'm going to guess Russia. I'm going to go with Russia. Was it a coincidence that he's got... The news leaks he's going to hire Manafort again? What was Manafort's main job in life? Squeezing money out of Russia. Remember he went to jail for all the bank fraud and this fraud? Yeah. He shared the polling data. I remember the Senate intelligence report that was led by Republicans said he is a, what was it now? Hold, please. Don't help me. Active intelligence threat to the United States, something like that. I, once again, Chris, I feel like we're in that slow motion carpet commercial where I'm like, no. Or like, can this actually happen?
Is, right. Spilling in slow motion.
Right. You just, I mean, Rachel just reviewed all of it. We all are like, oh, that's right. And the only thing they changed in the RNC platform was not support Ukraine, which is what they're in the middle of doing right now as soon as Donald Trump came back on the scene. And right. So I'm just, I'm watching the slow motion disaster, right? Where you're like, wait, can this be allowed to happen in the United States of America? That a guy that went to prison to, for, okay, is back as the campaign manager for the...
Here's the thing.
Guy that worked for Putin.
Here's the thing.
Stalling, okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would go public with the fact that he can't pay the bond unless Russia already said no. I think he was counting on Russia. He wouldn't have humiliated himself by saying that he can't pay it unless Russia said no.
Well, obviously we know. By the way, I know people are saying this is like his worst nightmare. I feel like we're proceeding apace with Operation Penniless and in prison. And this is the first part, is the penniless part, which is, you know, his deepest humiliation. And the fact that they went to 30. Did he have to? And I think he probably had to roll those calls himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Hello, this is Donald. Right? Cold calling people at dinner?
Yeah. Okay. I've cold called people before.
To ask for money?
Yes, because I was a telemarketer in college. So, yes, I have cold called people to ask for money.
I can pay it back with interest. I swear to God, I'm good for it. By the way, did you also happen to drink the water at Camp Lejeune? Because I can get you some.
We'll fight for you.
I mean, the whole thing, right, that he had to say, this was what the whole trial was about. There's a lot of people on Twitter pointing out the layers of loveliness. Henry tweets, Trump can't post bond in the New York fraud case because he would have to use his property as collateral, and the bonding agents are concerned his property is not worth what he says, exactly the reason he lost the New York fraud case. Yep. Ironic, isn't it? It is ironic. It is. Isn't it time for... Alanis Morissette to redo that song? I think so.
30 years later? Yeah.
Because that building is worth $11 billion. No, that's
no.
That's exactly what the fraud is about. So, no, you can't. Mm-mm. No.
Computer says no.
Okay.
He's nothing but an awful timeshare salesman.
Oh, my God.
Overinflated.
This is what where's Suzanne Craig, who is fantastic, who, by the way, is a fan of ours, but can't come on. She has a thing.
But
network. I don't know. But, She was on Matto saying, so, because this is what I can't, every, you know, layer of the way, I'm like, is this legal? Can this happen? Like, can he get this from a foreign power without the American people knowing? Because you're right, if 30 companies have turned him down, that's what I would think. My first bet would be Russia. Saudi Arabia would swoop in at the last minute. And is that not?
He's exhausted
incredible?
All of those avenues.
But how is
because he
not
wouldn't have gone public with something so humiliating as he couldn't pay a bond unless he exhausted everybody.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I agree with what I think what Maddow's thesis was. I don't think that's true, Chris, because I think this is how desperate he is. This is his Hail Mary, is I can't get the money. Oh, by the way, I'm going to put Manafort in charge again and make sure that I'm going to tell my buddy Orban that Ukraine's not going to get a cent. Talk about upping the stakes for Putin to $11 billion.
I don't think he's that smart.
By the way, I agree with what Michael Moore said, that he's dumb in a lot of ways, but he is incredibly smart at how he gets away with
because he's a salesman.
How does Michael Moore say how he exercises his evil? Like he is,
he's a salesman.
Somebody like this latest Judge Cannon ruling. What do we call you again? Stare decisis, or are you ipso facto? Or is that joke?
I'm stare decisis.
Mandamus? What the hell is that? We're learning. We're all going to law school every day. So whatever ruling was so ridiculous that I don't even understand it. It's stuff that should be left for the jury. It's stuff she's already been overturned on. So he's saying Jack Smith should go for mandamus. I don't even know what that is. I know Glenn Kirshner told us it's time to either go for removal or recusal. I don't know what the chances are there. But she apparently has no effing idea what she's doing, on top of the fact that she's so blatantly trying to help Trump.
Like she's being stupid even for a lawyer.
Let's mandamus. Shall we? Yeah. Is it like Lombardo? What is it?
Man, that dame is hot.
What was the last thing that we didn't know what it was?
I don't know.
All the... The last ruling.
I don't commit everything to memory.
Okay, yes. Maddow Show tweeted, somewhat reassuring, though it's hard to know for sure in these uncharted waters. That's the thing. Everything that happens, we're like, what? This has never happened before. Suzanne Craig expects we will know if a wealthy benefactor swoops in and covers Trump's New York civil penalty. You're a youngin', Sean. Has Ivanka put her phone on? What do you put it on?
Vibrate.
Just silence notification. Does she have an out of office thing? Yeah. No, I know you're...
Do not disturb.
Jared, Daddy's calling for money again. Oh, like a do not disturb, but just like, you know, I'm on vacation. Automatic reply, something like that.
You know, Sean's not in his 20s.
He will always be in his 20s to me. He's just a baby. Well, he's in that 30s something. That's where... how old is Ivanka? Anyway... My point is...
I think you're older than Ivanka, aren't you? No?
Anyway, yeah, because, Jared has that $2 billion of bloody Saudi money sitting around, which would still make the money dirty if he gets it from Jared. Someone was like, Ivanka's not going to give him the money, which at least makes one of his dreams come true, and Ivanka will him.
I think he would have already asked Ivanka and Jared.
I think Ivanka has already him.
Yeah, well...
No, I'm on the money. On the money. I think she said no.
That's what I keep saying. He's asked everybody, and everybody has said no.
It's fantastic. Hold, please. Well, so, yes, Titus Nation tweets, wait, he's indicted because he lied to banks and insurance companies about the value of his properties. Now he wants the same banks he swindled to give him money based on his properties.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people. Okay. Okay.
Can he just go down to Aladdin bail bonds?
Oh, I love this. Mark Levin, who's kind of whiny for a living.
Well.
Why are there no Republican multibillionaires offering to lend President Trump the funds to file his appeal in the outrageous case in New York State, and none of them liquid enough to help or join with others to help? This is an outrage. Yeah, apparently he doesn't even know any billionaires that would help.
No.
Including his stupid son-in-law. George Conway said maybe because Trump is a terrible credit risk who someday will probably spend the rest of his life in prison. At least he answered Mark Levin, so Mark Levin could get an answer. And he wasn't just blowing in the wind there.
Not sure Mark Levin liked that answer. I'm sure he made a noise.
It's so sad. Sad. So sad.
Sad.
Sorry. There's not enough violins in the world this morning.
You need a sadder violin?
Poor Donald Trump.
You need a sadder violin?
Yeah, I do. I need a tinier one. Thank you. Okay. The good news is we have a new sponsor. Oh, speaking of Mark Levin and Fox News trying to spin the bloodbath comments.
Right.
We like to welcome
everybody. Everybody listen up.
Quiet, everyone. Tom has something to say.
Thanks, Nancy. Well, as some of you, my fellow patriots, know, Nancy and I are celebrating the return of Trump to the White House this year by getting married.
Thank you. And we've also set a date and place, June 15th, at our favorite place, Skeeterville Third Baptist Church and Fire Range.
We look forward to all of you freedom lovers in your red hats being there. And for the record, Nancy and I are registered where else? At Blood Bath and Beyond.
Yes, Blood Bath and Beyond. The perfect place to find that perfect gift for your MAGA friends. Like this stainless steel combination blender and torture device from Oster.
I'll put that to good use.
To go with your matching throw pillows, how about a 20-piece set of Gibson Cordell throwing stars?
Oh, I'll have to practice.
Maybe a half dozen of these Hampton Signature Switchblade dinner knives. And if Election Day doesn't go your way and you want to take it out on someone but just don't know what to do with those remains, try this Ella Capri 30-inch acrylic hydro massage walk-in bathtub.
I can already hear the bubbles.
When you finally decided to tie the knot, but you're also not ready for four more years of Biden, it's Bloodbath and Beyond. 14 tri-state locations, including Lakeview, Schaumburg, Downers Grove, Aurora, Elmhurst, and Skokie.
Oh, that Schaumburg one's us.
Schaumburg.
Schaumburg's my
favorite. By the Woodfield Mall.
Yeah, Natasha said Fox quote unquote news can play all the montages of other people saying bloodbath all day long. It's not the same when it's coming from a powerful lunatic with a propensity for violence who has incited violent mobs in the past. Quit peeing on our leg and telling us it's raining. Thank you.
Oh, we're quoting Judge Judy here now.
Yes, 19 minutes. Oh, we have Charlie Pierce and Alpha Liberal. Cliff Schechter coming up on the big show. We will ask Cliff the question, are you a good Jew or a bad Jew? It's funny because Trump just said some anti-Semitic, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have the audio for him.
Does, yeah. Oh, great. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. Did you see, Sean, did you see Clyde carefully select his morning toy to taunt Bonnie with? That takes brain power, doesn't it, Sean? That takes deliberative intellectual analysis. You hush. Clyde is smart enough to know that Dr. Marty's is the best food in the world. It is raw. It is freeze-dried. He told his friend Hefe Comiskey, who also now eats and loves right. Dr. Marty's, because it's turkey, beef, duck, salmon,
yep.
fruits, vegetables. I'm telling you, it is premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, who has been called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. There's nothing artificial in there.
Nope.
Despite the fact that we're here in Hollywood, nothing. It's all real. Very startling. Today, you can get 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures.
Yay, Tilly.
That's how I get Clyde in his harness to go for a walk, because I have to chase him around the yard until he realizes I have a Tilly's Treasure.
So you have to trick him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by Soulseed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of Soulseed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. Soulseed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
Labor shortages, retention problems, it's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Stephanie Miller.
I never learn as many random fun facts as when Sean Kamiski is here.
Oh.
They don't play Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice in Austria because they think he sounds like a redneck.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of it.
He has a redneck accent.
I can't get enough of it. Because we have to say hasta la vista, Donald Trump, and things of this nature. Because he is a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It is a tumor. Ask Karen. She knows it's a tumor. Okay. It's a big orange tumor. Hi, Karen. Get in the chopper, Karen. Get in the chopper. Hurry. Come with me if you want to survive the heartbreak, if you want to stay alive.
If I want to stay alive. So I want to say, you know, at least they're making it obvious that this is Russian collusion and Trump 2.0. I mean, there's no denying what's happening.
It is all turned up to 11, Karen. This everything from 2016. It's just, and so, I mean, saying, what is it? Sean, is it Batman? He's the film major here. Is it where he's literally, I feel like I'm in a Batman movie. I'm going to release all the villains from prison.
Arkham Asylum.
But,
Yes. It's the same thing. So really what it is, it's how is the mainstream media going to report this stuff? What is Kristen Welker going to talk about on Sunday when she's talking about Manafort coming back? He's surrounding himself with his criminal cohorts. He's criminally indicted. So it's like, covering this.
Seriously,
is a normal election.
He looks
this
like a ridiculous Batman villain. Which one is with the hair, Sean? Who's the whatever. He's that Batman villain, and he's going to release, he already released, like, what a Stone, Manafort, Bannon, how much you want to bet he goes to prison again, he's going to get pardoned again so he can serve in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
He's going to let all the J6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone from the boots to the suits, he's going to let all the criminals out.
Yep.
From the boots to the suits?
Yep.
Where did you learn that?
I just made it up. Go ahead, Karen.
So if people aren't paying attention, I mean, and this is a failure of the media. They have got to be putting this, and we have to be sharing it on social media as much as we possibly can so people understand. This is just more of the same. And now we've got criminal indictments. We've got a pandemic, not even behind us, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's just, I don't know what to say. If the mainstream media doesn't get this right, I mean, there's nothing left. There's nothing left.
Us,
we're done.
Us. We're the ones we're waiting for. The mainstream media, I don't know how many times we can say it. They're not going to help, apparently. You can have him say, you're a bad Jew if you don't vote for me. The guy, Hitler, seriously, did some good things. There's very fine people on both sides of Charlottesville. Yeah. That guy is going to tell you whether you're a good Jew or not.
Exactly. And let me say, Hal Sparks is right. What he said was the media just covering like the most crazy things that he says at these rallies is actually doing a disservice. Play all of it, because if you don't, it seems that the rest of it is all normal.
Yeah. Thank you. Stop normalizing. Hal Sparks is always right. That's why you need to go to sexyliberal.com and get tickets right away to a show coming to you, a city near you, 29 minutes after the hour.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling on Republican lawmakers to release $15 million for health care in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, where two of the community's hospitals are set to close Friday.
Wisconsinites in western Wisconsin should not have to wait any longer than they already have. It's time for Republicans to take this issue seriously and to do the right thing.
It's up to the Joint Finance Committee to release the money. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrutinizing work-from-home policies at state government agencies. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee is holding a hearing today. An audit in December shows one in every four state workers is allowed to work from home 2 to 5 days a week. There's talk of possibly selling offices that aren't being used. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. One person was seriously injured after a fire on the east side Sunday night. The Madison Fire Department says they were sent to investigate a fire alarm at an apartment building on Thayer Road just after midnight. An automatic fire sprinkler had extinguished the fire, but one injured person was found in the room where the fire looks to have started. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. If you have an exotic pet and can't take care of it any longer, a group in Monona can help you find it a good home. J&R Aquatic is hosting an exotic pet surrender event this Saturday. They'll take in any pet not taken in by the Humane Society. J&R says that the event will not only make sure that pets get to a good home, but will make sure they don't make it into the wild. It'll be held at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center at noon on Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and mild today. It's also going to be a little on the breezy side. Our high 50 with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30 at times. Tonight, clear 22. Tomorrow, sunshine 35. And then we are keeping an eye on a system that has the potential to bring a little snow by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
If he fails to post that bond come Monday, yes, he gets to appeal, but Letitia James is going to start seizing his assets. Now, it's not an immediate process. It's not going to turn Trump Tower into James Tower immediately, but she can start the process to actually take control of and then liquidate, sell off some of those assets. And, but
can I just say something?
What?
Let's just enjoy every step of this. Okay. We've had a very traumatic, haven't we? You know, let's call our own ambulance. We've had a very traumatic, what has it been, 5 years?
Sure.
Let's just enjoy every level of his humiliation, shall we? Oh, look at this. This will make you happy.
Okay.
Trump melts down on social media. Says he may have to mortgage or sell great assets, perhaps at fire sale prices, to pay the $464 million bond.
Maybe he'll sell them for what they're actually worth.
Everything must go. I must be crazy. Come on, it's fun.
Crazy Donnie.
I think we are well on our way to penniless and in prison. And I have to say, Chris, you like roller coasters, right?
I do.
Okay, this is going to be a terrifying roller coaster, but I think it's actually going to be the best case scenario. He's going to lose in a landslide, which we need to do. So it's everything, and then penniless, and then in prison. Let's just, let's just think of this as a super fun improv. Yes, and. All right, can I have some nostalgia music? Thank you,
okay.
Rachel, America's historian, for reviewing, because I was like, I can't remember which one went to prison for. Okay, so Peter Navarro's going to prison today. He's going to get Green Bay swept into prison. I stole that from Glenn Kirshner. and he got the Supreme Court said, yeah, no.
Confused. Nah.
By the way, none of these mother... How many times have we been saying this? We're creating some sort of two-tiered system that only applies to Trump. Like, right? The Supreme Court said, no, do not pass go. Go right directly to prison. This was for contempt of Congress.
Yes.
Which, good. It's about time there's some consequences. Steve Bannon, you do not pass. Go directly to prison. The same thing he's...
Yep.
Okay. 4 months, not enough, but still, I'll take it. He will be turning himself in today in Miami. Hey, listeners in Miami, send pictures. I love that one lady that taunts him wherever he goes with the signs right behind him. That lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kyle Griffin says, Paul Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud felonies as part of the Mueller investigation before he was pardoned by Trump. Paul Manafort shared internal Trump campaign polling data with a longtime associate who the FBI assessed had ties to Russian intel. Paul Manafort's receptivity to Russian outreach was, quote, a grave counterintelligence threat. That's what was in the Republican
right
one. Senate Intelligence Report. Okay. Paul Manafort is in talks to join Trump's 2024 campaign. Just for those of you that wanted a brief review. Okay. Jeff Tiedrich said, first they came for Trump Tower and I didn't speak out because I was laughing so hard I couldn't catch my breath. Okay.
And they're coming for Trump Tower.
Marie in Chicago. Hello. Atlanta. Sorry. Marie in Atlanta. I just made you move. I'm sorry.
Yeah, to a much colder place.
I put you in the Stephanie Miller Witness Relocation Program. Hi.
Ah, thank you. Good morning. Yes. You were asking about what mandamus means.
Yes.
It's easy to remember. Think of the word mandate.
Oh, all right.
So what they're talking about is that Smith could file a petition for a writ of mandamus, effectively asking the Circuit Court of Appeals to order Aileen Cannon to do her job correctly.
Oh,
by asking about the Presidential Records Act, she's asking them for jury instructions regarding the Presidential Records Act, which makes no sense because none of the activity alleged against Donald Trump involved the time when he was actually president.
Right. Now, I heard every legal expert say this is the nuttiest legal ruling I've ever seen. She's not only is she trying to help Trump, she's just a really bad lawyer, right? An inexperienced judge. I can't even. I guess that was Andrew Weissman's idea, right? Can you tell us the difference, mandamus or trying to get her removed or trying to get her to recuse? Can you tell us what the relative difference or chances are of any of that?
I'm sorry, say again?
Yeah, I said, can you tell us the difference between those things or the relative chance of any of that happening, recusal, removal, or this mandamus?
Well, it's a rare move. Hillary Clinton tried it in the case regarding the Russian interference and her deposition. It did not work. It's kind of a Hail Mary move. But I think the thinking in this case is that if they can get a petition for a mandamus and if they can actually get a writ of mandamus, that'll be like the third strike and Aileen Cannon gets pulled off the case.
Okay. Okay, so that would be removal. Judge. Okay. Because recusal, yeah. Is that only at her discretion? I mean, he can ask her to recuse? How does recusal work? Don't you have to do it yourself?
You can ask, but she doesn't have to do it.
Right, right. Okay, so that one.
She doesn't have to recuse herself.
That seems like a non-starter then. Okay. All right. Thank you, Marine Atlanta. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for your free services once again.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
All right. Oh, here is a legal lady fun fact. Would you like one? Katie Fang, who is fantastic, she said, reminder, you cannot discharge debt obtained through fraud by filing for bankruptcy. So in case you're thinking, oh, he's going to do what Rudy does and declare bankruptcy, no.
Computer says no.
Can't do that either.
Okay.
Which is why he's well and truly... What's the matter? Okay. Faye in Chicago. Hello, Faye. Welcome.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Steph. I would like to request, we need to request that Sis James takes the plane, takes the Trump plane.
That's fun.
First.
Yeah. People have done the picture with the wheel lock on his plane. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. Oh, all right. Oh, that was it. It was a short idea, which we appreciate that. Lots of I am going to enjoy every layer of this, Christopher.
Okay.
One CNN legal analyst said Trump fails to make the $454 million bond that is required to appeal the massive fraud judgment. Mm-hmm. He will be in a world of pain. T and then a he, yes. Separately. Uh-huh. Letitia James said, we are prepared to make sure the judgment is paid to New Yorkers. By the way, when they keep saying, there's no victims. Yes, the taxpayers of New York, the rest of us that have to pay our taxes, are the victim of you being a lifetime crook that does not pay your taxes and defrauds banks, insurance companies, and on and on. She said, and yes, I look at 40 Wall Street each and every day.
I love that she gets a little threatening.
She drives by and just goes, hey, girl.
Yeah. She gets a little threatening.
Yeah. 40 Wall Street is estimated to be worth around $270 million, so not quite enough. He's going to have to take some more pieces off the Monopoly board. Oh, funny. It's 1 week from, I believe, yesterday. It's due in a week, so less than a week. So if it's not paid by them, James is allowed to seize Trump's assets, even the ones that are outside New York State. The expert said if he does not post this by Monday, he can still appeal, of course. That's the question I didn't know. I thought this was so you can appeal, but I guess you can appeal anyway.
You can appeal anyway, but they can still seize assets to cover them.
Right. He said this verdict will be enforced immediately on Monday. Someone asked, what happens if then he can't, if he loses in court and he can't sell a building by next Monday, which he can't, then what? They said then Letitia James seizes his property, puts liens on all his assets and bank accounts.
Yep. Yeah, so putting up the bond only keeps them from trying to take your property.
Right. I don't really picture him, like, going to hold his hand out for the gold sneaker money grift, and they're like, nope, we'll take that. And there's a slide whistle every time, like, he thinks he's grifted some more money, and then just come in. Letitia James just comes in and takes it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Everything's better with slide whistle.
It is.
Sue in Rockville, once again. Are you a good Jew? What about you?
I'm a good Jew because I am the national Jew of the Seth Meyers
Show. That's right. You are.
Can I explain to all my non-Jewish friends about American Jews? Because we do love being Jewish and we also love America. And we also know, since all of us are connected one way or another to people who suffered under Hitler, we know that Trump's real name was Drumpf and he would like to be a Drumpfuhrer. And so we're very aware of what his ultimate goals are. He's always been a racist and an anti-Semite, and nothing has changed. And I would also like to
it's the oldest anti-Semitic trope in the world. It's like, I don't know, come up with something more creative, you know? But it's like Frangel always says with the N-word. Is that all you got? All these years, that's all you got. I mean,
there is a reason that in the entire Congress,
only one Jewish person is a Republican. And that's because we pay attention. Yeah. We don't elect a Republican Party that has always been anti-Semitic, that is just letting it all out since Trump gave them permission to be openly, because Jews will not replace us. Well, yes, actually, we're going to replace you in Congress, and we're going to replace you in the Senate, and we're going to replace you in the White House, and we're going to keep you from installing your brand of fascist hate in this country. Right. That we've come to, that our families survived to come here so that they could live freely.
Yep, yep, absolutely. And, thank you, National Jew. I appreciate it.
And also, there are plenty of Jews inside of Israel that aren't happy with the far-right leadership
by the way,
Netanyahu.
That's right. By the way, that was the magical day. I was trying to say the National Zoo, and I just misspoke. And that is how Sue became the National Jew.
I think you said the San Diego Jew.
Yes, there is obviously a San Diego Jew as well.
Yes.
That listens.
Yes.
So,
and then we furthered it to the National Jew. Mm-hmm.
Okay, John in Atlanta. Hello, Don.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I initially thought that only the properties in New York were up for grabs, but I heard this morning that even Mar-a-Lago is on the list of properties. Wouldn't it be great if she went for that first, forcing him to pack up and move closer to New York and then start seizing his other homes, and then there'll be a man with no home?
Yes, I can't. Either Waiting to Exhale or How Stella Got Her Group Back. That's what I think Melania will use that opportunity to split as well.
Yeah, she's going to put all his stuff in his car, drive it out to the driveway,
light it on fire,
and then light a cigarette off of it.
Including the gold toilets.
Exactly.
All right, see? Everybody's having fun now. Keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times. It's scary, but it's going to be super fun. Yes, this one, as I mentioned, our legal lead, Tristan Snell, says, breaking, Trump loses motion to stop Michael Cohen, Karen McDougal, and Stormy Daniels from testifying at upcoming New York criminal trial. Oh, this looks like his problems are mushrooming.
Oh, I get it.
See what I did there? Stormy Daniels said he's a little tiny mushroom D. Okay, we should expect all three to testify, and they will be allowed to talk about catch and kill. Oh, sorry. Must his mushroom D always interrupt me? They will be. I don't know. He fits the little orchestra in there. Well, I guess because there's not much else in there.
No, there isn't.
Yeah. Okay, the little mushroom and a whole orchestra.
It's an eight-bit
in there.
Orchestra.
Yeah. They will be allowed to talk about catch and kill practice of silencing people. Trump lost that too. Wow, he's having a super losey time, isn't he? Captain Losey from Loser Town.
I'm the best!
Okay, all right. Oh, by the way, just because now I'm having fun.
Uh-huh.
I haven't gotten to this fun stack yet, and it's a totally unrelated story to that story that we just did about the mushroom.
We're doing this story now.
And because San Diego Zoo, not Jew.
Not the San Diego Zoo.
San Diego Zoo
right.
welcomes the birth of a dick.
A what?
A dick. A baby dick.
What?
D-I-K-D-I-K. The world's smallest species of antelope. You knew that.
Sure.
There has been a baby dick born at the San Diego Zoo. I don't know what sort of pets the San Diego Jew has, but they can call in.
Sure, yeah.
The zoo said the female calf, born to parents Chloe and Shaggy, was named Abiba, which means flower.
Oh, in dick language?
Yes, in dick.
Okay.
Yeah, which normally only Republicans speak.
Right.
Okay, you know I was going to get a Republican joke in here.
Yeah.
Is this the official animal of the Republican Party? Did they replace the elephant?
Yes.
I think they should.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe with a bag of dick.
Big bag of dick.
Aw, the baby. What's her name?
Abiba.
Has also been seen prancing around with the occasional case of the zoomies. That's what Bonnie and Clyde get, the morning zoomies. Aw, dick-dicks get zoomies. Aw.
That's adorable.
That's so cute. I know. It's the smallest breed of antelope, just in case you're wondering.
Okay. And they get zoomies.
Yeah, okay. Dick-dicks do. Mm-hmm.
I think many dick-dicks get zoomies.
Sure. Okay, let's move on. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yes.
Yeah. Telling you, launching this Sexy Liberal Save the World tour. This is the OG Sexy Liberal company.
It is.
They had this idea. I guess they must have had this before we did, because they've been going 15 years.
Yep.
We give give money to progressive causes, right?
Yep.
For the Sexy Liberal Tour. This company has given over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofit groups. Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Americans for Tax Fairness, Transgender Law Center, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. No, you're going to make a difference just by using your phone.
Wow.
You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, and a complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. And switching is so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you type in that code STEPH. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. $250 off if you use the code STEPH.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Yes, Cozy Earth. Oh, by the way, I never have an empty bedroom for long. Tiny baby nephew coming back today. Why?
Why?
Because it's Cozy Earth sheets are here and it's Cozy Earth towels.
Okay.
So, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me tell you something. Cozy Earth, there's the key. The secret to better sleep. Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off everything at CozyEarth.com. Their bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use the best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that just invites you to sink into a world of comfort.
Ooh.
Doesn't that sound inviting?
Yes.
Cozy Earth stands by their quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. OMG. The towels, my jammies, the sheets. OMG. Experience luxury. Made from viscose from bamboo. Do it. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for that 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. That's CozyEarth.com. Okay. Oh, this would be, I guess, another... 1,000 statements from the bassinet of the 45th president.
Hooray!
Wow, baby is extra, extra colicky this morning.
What'd he say?
He says he shouldn't have to put up any money. Yeah, because that's never, ever happened. You always have to put up the money to appeal.
He was found guilty.
Yeah. And Gordon wants me to put up the ridiculous fine. I did nothing wrong before I get a chance to appeal this crazy ruling of first election interference. The corrupt political absent New York judge and AG are asking me to put up massive amounts of money before I'm allowed to appeal the ridiculous decision never done before. No jury, no victim. Full disclaimer cause. Happy banks.
What do you mean never?
I'm not done. Election interference, witch hunt. You know,
did he suggest that nobody's ever had to put up a bond before?
Right. Yeah, that's new, isn't it? I've never heard him say that before. Election interference and witch hunt. I've never heard him say that. No. Is there a hoax in here? I've never. That's all new. Oh, that's
fake news?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure fake news. I haven't read through the entire. I can't.
Oh, there's more. Great.
Yeah. Okay.
He was up late.
Yeah.
Or early.
Okay. You know what? We need some hope. Seth, the homo of hope. Hello.
Hello, homos and Sean over there who we can't see and Lonnie, if you're there. So a couple of things.
They say hi.
First of all, that'll... hello, homo adjacent.
Uh-huh.
So March Madness. This has been crazy with the judges.
Mm-hmm.
My world's been spinning with them. I had really bad vertigo, and I learned that vertigo doesn't care.
Shingles has been talking to it.
Yeah. It has been. And I'll tell you, if people vote for Kennedy, they're going to learn that measles and polio doesn't care. But I'm going to say, okay, I think everything that happened last week while my world was spinning in the judge world. Mm-hmm. And I think, first of all, I think it's really good news in New York. And I think in Florida with Aileen Cannon, I think she's gone a bridge too far. And I really believe like she's played her hand to the nth degree.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to face the music. I totally do. But ultimately, all of this craziness puts the big V in everybody's momentum, and that's the vote. And I think if that's all we have, that's what we have, and we have the power to do that. But I really think I wouldn't be surprised if Eileen Cannon's craziness starts to get called on the carpet and they pull the rug out from under her.
Yeah.
I just think... It's just too far. It's just too far. And I'll say that as the Los Angeles Jew.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you very much. But also, you know, legal experts I heard yesterday, Seth, you know, we'll see. I know this is the anything can happen year, but they think, you know, New York is going to proceed. Georgia is going to proceed.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the J6 case could very well be right before the election, which is actually even better timing, you know.
Yeah.
So I am also a homo of hope. So thank you.
Yes, because sometimes like these are blessings in disguises. Like we get knocked down,
yeah,
and we get knocked down, and we get knocked down. But a lot of times,
what song is that?
Oh, this is to our
Chumbawamba.
Oh, you are, yes, thank you, Chumbawamba.
Uh-huh.
We get knocked down,
but we get up again.
Yeah. Okay, and also Charlie Pierce is coming up,
yep,
and Cliff Schechter, Alpha Liberal.
Yep.
So we're good to go on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Gordy. Join us at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday morning. We'll have coffee and good conversation.
Wednesday.
6 to 8 a.m.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.